and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're just joining us, our focus here on Healing Quest is natural approaches to staying healthy. And our topic now is energy medicine and the concept of making sure our cells are getting the voltage they need for us to be healthy.
The leading expert in the world on this topic of healing voltage is Dr. Jerry Tennant. He's the founder of the Tennant Institute for Integrative Medicine just outside Dallas, and he's a renowned eye surgeon and ophthalmologist.
Well, he's also a pioneer in LASIK surgery. He was one of the first guys to get into LASIK surgery, and he holds more than 13 patents for medical devices, including surgical instruments and, what is it, intraocular lenses?
Intraocular lenses, easy for you to say.
Yeah, and he's the recipient of many awards, including one from Pope Benedict XVI in 2008 for his contributions to medicine.
You know, that's extra special because Dr. Tennant isn't Catholic.
No, I know.
But perhaps his most important accomplishment was what he invented to heal himself. Because in 1995, he developed encephalitis and a bleeding disorder from three viruses in his brain. Imagine having viruses in your brain, but at any rate,
no,
he did.
I don't want to imagine that.
And you can imagine, so he's a top physician in Texas, and none of the doctors he knew how to treat those viruses. So for 7 years, Dr. Tennant was in a mental fog that rarely lifted.
Well, he told us in the few hours a day when the fog did lift for him, he began reading cellular biology books in an attempt to find his own cure. You know, that, we've heard that so much from doctors that have come up with amazing things, that they did it because either they needed to get well or their family members needed to get well. And it was kind of a painstaking effort. He began to understand every cell in our body must have a certain amount of voltage for it to even work.
Well, that was a big aha, but then he, in addition, figured out how to measure that voltage and keep it at optimal levels for each cell. So using this knowledge, he was able to restore proper voltage to his own cells, and he made a complete recovery.
Well, next he developed a handheld device called the biomodulator, and that measures energy at the cellular level. And then it adds voltage where it's needed in the body. The biomodulator uses acupuncture meridians to deliver microcurrents to organs and areas where the voltage is low.
There's about 10,000 biomodulators in use all around the world. It has FDA acceptance for treating chronic, post-traumatic, and post-surgical pain. And success has also been reported in reversing macular degeneration. You know, all I can say is I wish we would have done this story years ago because that's what my mom had.
And, I know. And it's not a good thing.
It never got any better.
Having something that reverses macular degeneration is a good thing. So when we visited Dr. Tennant's Integrative Medicine Institute, we spoke with several of his patients, including Freda Benton, who says Dr. Tennant's energy medicine changed her life.
I was an environmental engineer for almost 20 years. I had my own environmental company, and which involved doing inspections on old buildings. Of course, obviously, you get into a lot of nasty situations and other environmental chemicals or whatnot. And then in November of 2007, my husband and I had taken our two young boys to Carlsbad Cavern, and I began experiencing terrible headaches. I thought I had a sinus infection. The next morning, I woke up and I couldn't see anything. I had lost all my vision entirely.
I can't even imagine waking up and being blind. Oh. That must have been horrible. And she said that she had several attempts to regain her sight by using conventional medicine, and none of it worked.
I had two surgeries, seven injections in my eye for almost a year, and my sight just never returned. It was just continually getting worse. And so a friend of mine suggested that she take me to her doctor, Dr. Tennant. He began giving me treatment with the biomodulator and other energy. He explained his principle, which was basically that your body is a big battery and it needs to be charged. And it just made total sense to me after I started. And within a month, I was able to start seeing. And I've been able to see now, not as good as I did beforehand, but I mean, after all, I had three or four surgeries and seven injections in my eyes, but at least I can now read and I can drive, and I make my own websites, and I don't have any problems.
Freda was a really interesting person, and we appreciate her sharing her story with us. I mean, I just imagine three surgeries, seven injections in her eye, and I remember watching her drive away after that interview, thinking what happened to her was nothing short of miraculous.
Well, we also interviewed a lovely lady named Maxie McFadden, and she came to Dr. Tennant for help with healing a broken bone.
I broke my fifth metatarsal on my left foot. I twisted it and resulted in broken foot. And so I had the transducer and the biomodulator, and I was able to use that to help it heal. The first doctor that I saw wanted to do surgery and put a pin in and or screw, and I didn't want to do that. So I was able to heal it just perfectly with the transducer and the biomodulator and the soreness oil, and I didn't have to take any pain medications.
And then, as we noted at the top of today's show, we have one other person who's had some experience with energy medicine and the biomodulator. That would be my wife and my partner, Judy Brooks.
Well, I have a very bizarre story. I was in the kitchen one evening, and I was trying to shut the refrigerator door, and it kept beeping and beeping and beeping, and I couldn't get it to close. And
yeah, well, you were pushing it, thinking that it would close. And in the course of that, I was in the other part of the house, and I said, you know, maybe that noise is because the refrigerator door's open. She said, I know, I'm trying to close it. And all of a sudden, I heard this bang scream. And the door, the hinge on the top had failed.
This is like a big side-by-side Viking refrigerator. And what happened was the hinge at the top came undone.
Yeah.
And this door just started falling on me. Oh. And I put my arms up to hold it off. And I'm lucky I really wasn't killed between that and the island behind me. Anyway, Roy came in and found me on the floor with this refrigerator door on my foot in agonizing pain.
So I was able to get the door off. But you can only, you got to imagine that all the stuff in the refrigerator was probably hundreds of pounds. So I got the door off her foot, carried it to the couch. It was early evening. We called our primary care doc, and it didn't, I mean, thank God there wasn't a bone sticking through skin or anything, but he said, okay, you know, elevate it and ice it and come see me first thing in the morning and call me if it gets worse. So at the same time, the other thing we did was we had a biomodulator because we'd recently been to Texas and we met Dr. Tennant. So you...
No, actually, we had a biomodulator because we were going to Texas and we were supposed to be trying it out, and I was having a little dental surgery,
right.
And I was using it for that. So I had it. So I was like, get the biomodulator. Let's just see if this will work. And I put it on, and it really helped. It helped with the swelling. My leg, my foot was blown up like a balloon, but it felt better, and I think it made a difference in the overall recovery. And then I used it after that, and it really helped heal it a lot faster. I know our doctor said, yeah, this is pretty amazing that you didn't totally destroy your ankle.
You know, so when I think back to that very scary night, we had a lot to be thankful for, including the fact that we were fortunate enough to have a biomodulator at home and that Judy was smart enough to begin using it immediately along with the elevation and ice. So it was a very close call, but I think it made a big difference.
It did. Definitely made a big difference. And I remember saying, I was just so lucky that I had, and someone said to me, lucky. That's an interesting way to think about having a refrigerator fall on you. I was like, well, I was lucky it wasn't worse. Anyway, when we were in Texas at Dr. Tennant's Integrative Medicine Institute, we heard many more personal stories about how the biomodulator had a major impact on people's lives, and we could easily fill the rest of our show today with just those reports.
Yeah, but instead, I think it's time we talk to the physician scientist who invented this remarkable healing device. So we're very pleased now to welcome to Healing Quest Dr. Jerry Tennant.
So if you're just joining us, Dr. Tennant is the leading expert in the world on the concept of voltage as a key to healing and health. And Dr. Tennant's also an author and the developer of a handheld device called the biomodulator that measures energy at the cellular level, and it adds voltage where it's needed in the body.
So Dr. Tennant, thanks for joining us today. You know, in our last segment, we heard about the biomodulator helping to heal bones and eyes. And when we were in Texas to interview you, we also heard about people using it to deal with everything from bee stings to snake bites.
Before you start, Dr. Tennant, I'd like you just to explain to us how all of this works.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. The thing that we have to begin to understand is the common concept of medicine is in that we have to find some chemical to make our symptoms go away. And if that doesn't work, we cut out the offending part and throw it away. And if that doesn't work, we're out of bullets. It doesn't really work very well for chronic disease.
No, it doesn't.
We're constantly wearing ourselves out and having to make new cells. So, for example, we get new cells in the macula of the eye every 48 hours. The lining of your gut's replaced every 3 days. The skin you're sitting in today is 6 weeks old. Your liver's 8 weeks old, and so forth. Chronic disease occurs when we lose the ability to make new cells at work. Well, if you buy into that, then it leads us to the obvious question, so what's it take to make new cells at work? Well, it turns out that cells are designed to run at 25 millivolts, and it takes 50 millivolts to make a new one. So basic to all chronic disease is the loss of the energy necessary to make new cells. And because we need three things. We have to have the voltage, the materials it takes to make cells, and we have to deal with any toxins that are going to damage cells as fast as we make them. So if you're going to try to figure out how to get past chronic disease, you have to look at each and every one of those.
Chronic disease is obviously a growing problem in America, and especially with our aging population. So what impact can the biomodulator have on chronic disease?
The biomodulator is just a piece of the puzzle. One of the things that we would like to do if we have some organ that doesn't work is to be able to measure its voltage. The biomodulator has a module that allows us to do that. And then once we recognize that we have low voltage, then that leads us down the obvious question, why is the voltage low? And to understand that, we have to really understand the body's battery pack system.
I like that. I've heard you say that before, that we have battery packs. Explain that a little bit more.
The body actually has four different battery packs. If you start inside the cell, we have the DNA, and the DNA has its own battery pack, which provides the power for it to work. And inside the cells, we have a rechargeable battery system called ATP-ADP. If it's charged up, it's called ATP. If it's discharged, it's called ADP. That provides more energy for the function of the cell. And so each cell has three batteries, but because those are small batteries, we need a bigger battery. Turns out that our muscles are actually rechargeable batteries. So what that means is every time you move, your muscles are generating electrons and then storing them as rechargeable batteries.
So exercise is a good thing.
Obviously. Okay. Surrounding each battery, we have to realize that our muscles are stacked one on top of each other in a very specific order. And so these big battery packs then provide the ongoing voltage that the cells need when the little battery packs need recharging.
Just talk a little bit more about how we can use the biomodulator to energize. I guess that's what we're doing.
Recharging.
We're recharging.
So look, you come to me and you say, hey, my heart hurts. Well, the first thing I'm going to understand is that you don't have enough voltage going to your heart or it wouldn't hurt. So I know that one of the things I'm going to find is that the heart doesn't have enough voltage. So I simply take the device and put it on a very specific point because each of these battery packs has terminals just like any other battery. So then I'm going to tap into those particular terminals and start charging up that battery pack. But the next thing I want to know is, well, why won't that battery pack hold a charge? Why did I get sick in the first place? Well, you go down a checklist, and the first thing you always have to look at is thyroid hormone, because thyroid controls the voltage of every cell in the body. Scars across it, because a scar will short it out, like dropping metal shavings down on the circuit board inside your stereo.
That's never helpful.
Emotions are stored as magnetic fields and will block these battery packs. But the most important is always dental. And the reason is that all of these battery packs go through a very specific tooth. And if the tooth has corrosion in it, then just like a car battery that has corroded terminals over time, the alternator can't keep the battery charged.
Wow. So you're saying that, I know I've heard you say this before when you're talking about dental work, every tooth is basically connected to an organ or a system in the body. Is that correct?
Yeah. Every battery pack that goes to any organ goes through a tooth. So think about your car battery. You look at it and you got a little bit of that white powdery corrosion around the terminal. It's hard for your alternator to keep that battery charged up in it.
Yes.
Well, as that corrosion gets worse and worse and worse, it gets harder and harder for your alternator to keep your car battery charged up. And eventually that corrosion can get so bad it corrodes through the cable and now your battery is disconnected from your car. Well, the same thing happens in the human. As you get a small cavity in a tooth, that's like the beginning corrosion on a car battery. And eventually, when the corrosion or the infection gets out into the bone, now you've got a short circuit, and it's basically like flipping off a circuit breaker at your home.
I suspect we need a certain kind of dentist trained in a certain kind of procedure. And I know you've told us about a way that our listeners might be able to find that. Where should they go?
Well, there's an organization called IAOMT, International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And if you go to their website, you'll find doctors or dentists in your area that understand this stuff. And that is a good place to start, because they don't teach this kind of thing in dental school. You have to find dentists who have been willing to take postgraduate training to really know how to deal with this.
Well, that's great.
So what I'm going to do now is a shameless tease for next week. Next week, we're going to talk about the physics of emotion. And the physics of emotion have a lot to do with dental issues. So we'll be able to, can't resist saying, drill down into this. So to everybody out there, we got more, but wait a minute.
Well, we have more, but first of all, I want to let our listeners know where they can find out more information.
Well, my website is www.tennantinstitute.com, T-E-N-N-A-N-T, institute.com. And then also I've written a number of books, all of them starting with the title Healing is Voltage. And you can find those on Amazon or on my website.
Dr. Jerry Tennant, one of the world's leading experts on the concept of voltage as a key to our cellular health. That's a big idea.
And he's also the inventor of the biomodulator to help our cells get the voltage we need to maintain our health and wellness.
If you'd like more information on Dr. Tennant's work, his books, and the biomodulator, we have a link for you on our website, healingquestradio.com.
And don't forget, if you missed any of this interview or any of today's show, podcasts of it are available on the iHeartRadio app. And when you get to the iHeartRadio app, you want to go to the podcast and then search for Healing Quest. And when this Healing Quest comes up, so you just click on episodes, and all the episodes that we've ever done will be there for you.
Hours of listening fun.
Yes.
And if you have a comment or question for us, you can also send us an email at info@healingquestradio.com. info@healingquestradio.com. Or call our listening line. 877-544-4827.
Up next, we'll find out what some of the nation's top celebrities have to say about keeping your mind and emotions in tip-top shape. We'll be right back with Healing Quest. Stay tuned.